I babysat for everybody in the neighborhood. I was with Mrs. DeWolf when Jack was born. I was with the Heelds when Rachel and Raymond were toddlers, like 2 years old. I was with Anita Beckard, Fay Wax, Clement Shimon, because my dad, it was, if somebody called and said, wanted us to babysit, we didn't dare say, no, I'm busy. Because to him, these were his neighbors and his friends. And that was, you know, he thought it would reflect on him, I guess, if we didn't babysit. But I remember too, it was gas rationing when I worked for Heald's. And evidently it was really bad right then because I'd worked 6 days and I was supposed to get to come home on Sundays. But, and we didn't live really that far from Heald's. I suppose maybe it was, oh, maybe 5, 6 miles or something. But my dad didn't have enough gas to come get me, and Heald's didn't think it was their responsibility, so I'd have to stay on Sundays too. And then Heald's were the type of people that you didn't do anything on Sunday. I mean, you weren't supposed to sew. You know, they were the that was their philosophy, that Sunday was a day of rest, and that's just exactly what it was. But when you're young like that, that wasn't my idea of what to do on Sundays. When I first started to work, I think the first job I probably had was for Helen Heald. And I started out at $3 a week. Now that was pretty good money, but she thought I did a good job. So by the end of the summer, I was getting $1 a day, which was $6 a week. I doubled. And then before school started, I got to take off a few days, and I always got to go up to Okoboji, and I don't remember who took me up there, and spend a day up there. That was like, that was my vacation for the summer.